Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
I call you great. Every time I take you anywhere, I'm like, this is a great grandfather. It's awesome. You're an amazing grandfather.
Oh, I know that.
I didn't know Tom Lasorda called you great. I call you great. I also call you Nacho Man. Now, the real cowboy from the Village People called you the Nacho Man.
Tommy Lasorda was a good dude. All right. Which I wrote this down. I wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
I have a problem.
You always have a problem. It's usually with me.
Well, it's always with you. It's always with you.
We can talk about it at the first Bucks game while we're sitting side by side.
We won't be.
Why? You don't want to go?
Oh, I'm going.
You're a fan. You got to go.
I'm not a fan.
You're a super fan.
All right. Hold on a second. First of all, that's not true. How many Tampa Bay Buccaneer games have you been to?
One, because you almost killed me. You put me in the sun on the opposing side.
I tried.
Enemies.
I put you in the Jimmy Buffett seat.
You put me in the Raiders section. I was all black and silver, and I was scared. Pirates everywhere.
How many Buccaneer games have you been to? Okay. How many Buccaneer games do you think I've been to in a stadium, in a seat?
Oh, none.
One.
Okay, one.
One. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I get your tickets. I got front row.
Okay.
10-yard line.
Good for you. Good for you. I have an issue.
Okay.
And I have an issue with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. Whether the St. Pete Rays.
The Tampa Bay Rays, better known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Devil offensive.
Whatever. Don't tell me what to do. So they have their own Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I believe now three people are in the Ring of Honor.
Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs is one.
Okay.
Carl Crawford.
Yeah, CeCe.
CeCe. CeCe DeVille.
Both of them have a Red Sox connection. That's great.
Yeah. So does the third person.
Really?
Well, no, he was a Yankee, I guess. Don Zimmer. Yeah, Don Zimmer. He got beat up by the Yankees. Or got beat up by the Red Sox. What?
Damon. Wasn't there a guy that came here and played a season?
Yeah, Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon.
Stick with me. Explain to me, even though you can't, because A, you don't have the knowledge of the Rays to begin with.
I know where they're located.
How is Don Zimmer in the Ring of Honor? Why is Don Zimmer in the Ring of Honor? Why?
Was he a coach for the Rays?
Yeah. He was a coach for a couple of years. And really, he was there just because...
Just like Tom Brady, the greatest Buccaneer to ever play the game. It's just association. Once you're an employee of an organization, your legendary career follows you to...
Don Zimmer is not a Rays legend.
He is.
Don Zimmer...
He was a legend that was a Ray.
...is barely a Ray. And I believe, and again... I could be wrong in your eyes, not in mine, because like Coach Prime says, what makes you think I care what you think of me?
Well, okay? I mean, what makes Don Zimmer a legend was
what?
The way he took that fall from Pedro Martinez.
Exactly.
They scripted that fall.
That was awesome.
The greatest wrestling move of all time.
First of all, it wasn't, and I respect Pedro so much. You coming at me? You're coming at me? I don't care. I'm throwing your rear to the ground. And I'm going to stomp you like the old man with a plate in his head, allegedly. Well, yes, he's got a plate in his head.
I thought you were talking about Von Wagner, the wrestler last night. You see that?
No.
Yeah, he had a deformation of his forehead. Right?
I don't even know who that is.
The wrestler and the...
What organization? Last night was Tuesday, so I don't know. I don't think that's AEW.
WWE star.
But he is?
And he had brain cancer. And they put took the metal step apart and they smashed it, but actually it must have hit him. So he was taken out on a gurney, really injured. But,
wow.
Yeah.
All fun and games until somebody gets hurt.
Well, I mean, everybody talks about wrestling being a fake. You tell it to Hogan and all those guys.
No. First of all, don't give me that dirty look. I've never said it's fake. I said it's scripted. There's a difference between fake and scripted.
Yes.
It's scripted.
It's real.
Absolutely. You get thrown 412 times a day. No, it's an athlete and it's an athletic event,
sure.
But it's scripted. So to compare anybody you want to name any professional wrestler And to compare that person's stats, Ric Flair, how many world titles has he won?
20.
Okay, 20. So compare 20 scripted titles with Dan Marino's.
Dan Marino's zero titles.
Okay, they're equal.
Is Dan Marino in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Be real. Don't do the radio shock jock thing and the political correct and, oh, yes, he was a competitor and he had the most yards. And, like, real talk. Be real, man. You know Dan Marino is, like, the biggest loser. He's like the Buffalo Bills of, like, professional football.
You are a complete jack. You are a complete jack. So in other words, in your stupidity, Jim Kelly's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
He beat cancer.
No, we can't beat a football game. We can't beat another
team. No. Jim Kelly and Dan Marino, Hall of Famers. No. Not Hall of Good.
You have to have a hardware to be a
Hall of Famer. No, you don't.
In my Hall of Fame, you must be a decorated champion. In my world, you're not even a champion until you get beat. That means you have to win the Super Bowl, lose, and then come back and win it again. Tom Brady, coach.
You're such an idiot.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Then explain the process. Like, you can't be in my Hall of Fame.
All right. First of all, I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone that would want to be in your Hall of Fame.
You have to be a champion in order to be a Hall of Famer.
What's a champion?
Hardware. You have to have a ring, a World Series championship, even though it's played in America. You have to have a national football championship
played in America. So you're saying a team sport. So an okay player has a championship ring is better than
Big Shot Rob's got seven Hall
right.
of Famer.
So he's Hall of Famer.
More than Jordan.
Just because he knew how to sit on the end of the bench.
Although it looks like Jordan and Pippen are about to get another ring. Michael Jordan's son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
I don't even know where to go with that.
But I think you have to be a champion. You have to win something. You can't be the greatest in the NASCAR Hall of Fame without winning a Winston Cup.
Hold on a second.
Sprint Cup.
Do you believe what you're saying?
Yes.
You believe 100%?
Yes.
All right, so I have a question for you. And then we're either going to go to break or you're going to be fired.
Again?
Okay. So is Barry Sanders a Hall of Famer?
No. He's a Rocket Mortgage person. I mean, Barry Sanders was a great running back.
Oh, my
God.
He
is not a Hall of Famer. He did not win. He never tasted the champagne from a championship cup, chalice. He never drank from the
chalice.
You have to be a champion in order to be a great. Like, you have to be a Hall of Fame. Should be for the, now these Ring of Honors that you do locally. He should be in the Ring of Honor in Detroit. Absolutely, in the Ford Stadium. You should have Barry Sanders Ring of Honor mound. Perfect. But in the Hall of Fame, it should be only for champions that have tasted the glory.
I've never heard a stupider comment from you.
Why?
And I've heard plenty of stupid things from you.
What's wrong with that philosophy that you have to be a champion?
But you don't.
You just have to have a good career, put up a good number.
No, that's not a Hall of Famer. A good career is not a Hall of Famer. A great career.
Added numbers, you can have, at the end of games when they're blowouts, people are just throwing balls, like they're picking up interceptions, running them back for 80-yard returns. Like they're padding stats. It's not real.
Idiot. Let me explain something to you. You just clarified that when a team is getting beat, and Detroit got beat a lot, they're throwing the ball. They're not handing off to Barry Sanders. So they're not padding his stats, throwing the ball, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's...
They're screens. I mean, they're
Barry Sanders is a legitimate Hall of Famer. And for people that think you're an idiot...
What did he win? Tell me what he won. Show me what he won. If you're a Hall of Famer, you have to be a winner.
No,
you don't have a winning record. You didn't win on a team.
You're right.
He didn't win any championships.
Right.
He didn't win any trophies.
Yep.
What did he win?
He won a Hall of Fame jacket.
He walked away in his career.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because of his tantrum.
Calvin Johnson, not a Hall of Famer.
Calvin Johnson?
Yeah. Okay. A wide receiver that never won a Super Bowl.
Perfect. Not in my Hall of Fame. Mediocrity has no room in my Hall of Fame.
Well, it's run by a mediocrity.
It's run by a champion that's been to the top. that's won it all, that earned it, that put in the time, sacrificed, discipline, and went and competed.
Hold on. So you're saying Barry Sanders didn't put in the time?
He didn't win it.
Yeah, that's not what I said.
No, he wasted a lot of time.
He spent a lot of time
running around, juking and jiving, got nowhere.
Hey, you can't say those things.
He has all the yards, but they're all like side to side. None of them went forward. Back and forth, like sidestepping.
I don't recall him running out of bounds a great deal.
Oh, you're just juking.
Stop saying that.
Wait, is that juking? What's wrong with juking?
That's my boy Natal with his jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of jiu-jitsu, David Vieira, congratulations, the two-time grandmaster world champion.
I still got to question some of that stuff, though. You know, how many masters? Like, there was a Masters 1, a Masters 2, a Masters 3, a Masters 4. But David Vieira swept, went 5-0.
Yeah. So congratulations to David Vieira.
Here's the worst part about that. DVBJJ opens in Trinity. It's scheduled to open up next month.
Oh, nice.
And I am returning to the mats.
Fine.
Well, finally my coach has come back. I all train with one person and one person only, David Vieira.
But is it going to be disrespectful if you go and train in another jiu-jitsu school?
No, it's not disrespectful.
So if Hoist Gracie wants to train you, you won't go train with Hoist because you're like loyal to David?
Train? Well, again, and this is what I told Marcus Jones, you know, when he went up to Pat Miletich. It's not disrespectful. He felt it was disrespectful to leave Rob Kahn to go. I go, you're not leaving Rob Kahn. You're going to go to Iowa and you're going to train with Pat Miletich for a week. That's not disrespectful. I would never join another jiu-jitsu gym with David opening up DVBJJ in Trinity. I'm even going to give away some free lessons.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Nice.
He doesn't know it yet.
Okay, that's good.
But that's fine. He'll do it. So we'll give away, I don't know how many. I'll make that decision. But we'll give away some private lessons, some private sessions.
I'm free on Tuesday and Thursday.
We will give away some private lessons from David.
Pretty good coach.
I have offered that to him, and you're going to run the nursery, two and under. That's who you're going to take care of. I'm going to take care of some bills. So let's hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. What's today's special? Tell me that. We'll be right.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jenna Jameson, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live in front of the pizza. Hey, Randy, what are you doing, man? I guess I'll talk myself. But so Steve, our producer, is from an area called Ocala. Is that correct?
You've never heard of Ocala?
It's where the Travolta guy lives. The Saturday Night Fever.
Travolta guy.
I don't know if he lives there all the whole week, but he's there on Saturday night.
Oh my God.
So, because that's Fever time. But it looks like you guys have a new star in town. Have you guys seen?
First of all, who's you guys? Because I don't live in Ocala.
Well, we are. We're in the region. There's a Nigerian born Roberto Garigamore. He must be a fighter. But he was adopted from a village in Nigeria. And he just made it to the final round of the American Ninja Warrior, stage 4. And I think he's like 15 years old. This kid's a stud, like a physical beast. And so, obviously, Steve being local to Ocala, maybe we can get him for an interview. We can talk to him before he becomes a major star. I mean, this kid's about to be from a village where he was adopted to competing for $1 million if he wins stage 4 of the next American Ninja Warrior.
Maybe we could make a movie and then be sued for it 10 years, 20 years later.
What's that? Why would we be sued for a movie?
Well, it could be Blindside too. No?
What, I don't get it. Blindside too.
Dave, well, you were just hanging with
Michael Ward's right. Stunt double.
It wasn't a stunt double.
his backup.
It was the actor who played Michael Ward.
Well, who's the backup for Chris Jensen or what's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan Jensen. So Ryan Jensen's a star player. Who's his backup?
Haney.
So that's Quentin Aaron, the backup to Michael Ward.
I swear, you just say stuff just to so people will know for without a doubt that you're an idiot. The actor who's playing an athlete, what?
Well, who's the backup?
Of who?
Quentin Aaron. In case he goes down, who would you put in? Caleb Bidnight.
He's busy.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
High school. Football.
I hear his team is not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Who knows? Unless it's Bishop Gorman, Plant, you know, one of those top high schools.
It's Wesley Chapel.
Yeah, it is Wesley Chapel.
Well, as we were helping Captain Kelly, I guess since the last show, the Tampa Bay area got hit with the Hurricane Idalia, and a lot of our local friends, customers, people part of the show, they lost everything from, you know, a chest down, salt water gets in electrical outlets, everything must come out of the house. So as we were emptying out the contents of Captain Kelly's home.
And when we say empty, that included the drywall.
Drywall, floor,
totally gutted it.
All electronic, all cabinets, anything that touched salt water had to be removed. So as we're standing there, I guess there's three absolute monsters that were talking to Mike at the last high school football game. And Mike overheard them speaking that they were playing Caleb's team next week. And Mike is a big man. And he was like, holy crap, those guys are the opposing team scouting and recruiting from the sideline.
First of all, it's not Caleb's team.
He's the offensive coordinator.
He's the offensive line coach.
He's part of that system.
It's his team.
All for one, one for all.
Sure. But unless they win a ring, they're nobodies. That's what you said.
gotta be the winner. Like, I can't hang out with average people. Like, have you ever won anything, Randy? Because I need to know if I can still be a friend.
Then I'm gonna say no.
Like, did you ever win a championship in anything?
Yeah.
And don't say golf, because you were just.
What?
Well, I guess you were there.
Not there. If I was one of the four.
Arne Anderson corrected you on your stance on the four horsemen.
He didn't correct nothing. He absolutely did not.
He was going to hurt you.
Well, that he might have done.
Because he was like, you asked him. You want to remind the fans?
No, you're telling this wrong story. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you went up to Arne Anderson and said, look, this is my stance. The Little River Band, they're not the Little River Band anymore because none of them are there.
They're from Kansas now.
They're not from Australia, and they're not the
Four New Zealand. Right.
And then you said, the Four Horsemen, to me.
Are the Four Horsemen.
The Four Original Horsemen. And then
he asked me to name them.
You did.
And I named the four.
And he was like, well, Barry Windham was a better fit for what we were doing.
That's what he said.
Building.
That's what he said.
He was an amazing professional. He's one of the best to ever do it.
Absolutely.
And he was, I think you take him back. You did not put Barry as consider him on a Four Horsemen.
He's not.
But Arne Anderson, look at you with the stank eye.
And that's fine. I saw how you walked. He couldn't have caught me.
Well, Lex couldn't walk. Lex was looking rough.
Barry Windham is one of my favorite wrestlers.
Yes.
And I told Anderson that. Arne Anderson. I told him that Barry Windham is one of my favorite wrestlers. To me, he's the yellow dog. Okay? He was a loser leave town, yellow dog. He came out to Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County, all that stuff. To me, it's the original. Now, I've been corrected by the long-haired producer that the Beatles, Ringo Starr then isn't a Beatle.
Oh.
Because he wasn't the original drummer.
Wow.
Okay?
That changes things.
Larry the Cable Guy isn't one of the original four, whatever they were called, the Get Her Done guys, or whatever the tour was that Jeff Foxworthy did.
Because Bob Barker wasn't the original Price Records.
A lot of stuff coming out about Bob Barker.
Yeah, he was a little bit darker.
And my problem is, and I continue to say this, just like your boy Orr, why does it come out then? It should have come out years ago. Yeah, well, it's funny that somebody told me the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, he didn't like it. And I'm like, why? It's a great movie. He goes, because Freddie Mercury wasn't able to defend himself.
Sure.
You know, this painted a pretty bad,
light
on Freddie Mercury.
Sure.
Yes, he was the band. Yes, he made the band, blah, 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 blah. But it also made him out to be. And I can believe some of that stuff. We've been around rock stars.
Sure.
Problem is, we've been around some really cool rock stars as well. Like, I couldn't imagine, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So nobody defended Freddie Mercury on when he was really looking pretty, pretty awful.
Yeah, I mean, timing is everything in life.
I want all the stories, the bad stories about me to come out after I'm dead, so I don't have to defend them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any bad stories?
No.
What's the station number? If you have a story about Randy Harris.
You know what's funny is I went to do something yesterday. So I was in I already talked about it, whatever it's called, a group gathering, and we're talking about a Red Lobster and whatever. And the guy next to me, his name was Steve. He says something, and he, like, said my name. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. And he goes, yeah, I know you.
Oh.
From softball. And this is true. This is what was said. He brought up softball, and I said, so did we fight? Because I fought everybody in softball back in the day. I was the instigator and all that stuff. So I'm did we fight? Because I don't remember you. And that's what I always tell these stories that, you know, some things that happened in softball, and then 6 weeks later we played the same team, and the shortstop goes, oh, there's that jab, blah, 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 blah. I go, why? Have we played before? I mean, I don't remember 10 minutes. I bought a vehicle this morning, or I'm in the process of buying a vehicle this morning. The guy told me his name, and I said, I appreciate that, but I'm not going to remember, not only 2 weeks from now, as soon as I hang up. I had to call him back 10 minutes later. I forgot his name.
I mean, it's kind of like Randy forgetting us the next day.
He didn't forget us. It's not that he forgot us. He wanted to lay some ground rules down.
Yeah. But you got to respect it.
Absolutely.
Everything they do is contractual. Every image that they have, every photograph that's taken, it can come back to burn them. And I'm sure they've had tons of people try to take advantage
of him. He was a village people. Of course things came back to burn him. They were the village people. You, all you have to do is look at the album cover I gave you. He was in the village people. But it, to me, it was just weird to be hanging with one of the guys from the village people.
What about the monkey?
It was just different. It was different.
But the leave it the beaver.
That was weird. It was weird.
It was weird that you kept running around the place like, let's go see the beaver. Like, I'm looking for a beaver.
I was asking for Tony. I was asking for Tony Downs. That was his brother. That was Ward. Yeah.
That's too old.
Of course it was.
It was black and white.
You know, the thing that was weird to me, and it was kind of like, and I made this comment, and then I know we have to hit this break. You know, the banner behind Lex Luger, two of the three photos were from 1985.
Yeah. Jack.
Right. And then the other one where he looks like he does now, which is awful. Jerry Mathers, all three, was when he was on Leave It to Beaver.
He was like six.
I don't know how old he is. 70-something. In those photos, he was four.
Be honest. If that guy's at Golden Corral going up to the get seconds and the buffet line, you didn't know Jerry Mathers.
I wouldn't recognize him only because I don't remember anything. But if you looked at him, it was Jerry Mathers.
Never know that. And
no, what, I would never know.
And what about the lady who, like, you know, the voice of Minnie Mouse? I went up to the
I've never seen Matt want to punch a female before.
I went up to her like, hey, are you the real voice of Minnie Mouse? And she wouldn't stop the character. And I'm like, my daughter loved you, like a Mickey Mouse Playhouse. And she's like, oh, my boyfriend is Mickey. And I'm like, shut up. Like, it's us. There's no one else here. You don't have to do the part. And she wouldn't stop. Everything she said was in the voice of Minnie Mouse. And then, like, I think she was looking at us like, hey, do you want a photo or a voice or an autograph? And I'm like, no, I just want to leave. And then Randy pulled out a sticky note. And he's like, here.
No, man, I didn't pull it out.
You have a business card? And he's like, no, I got a sticky note.
No, she did that.
The whole thing is like writing his name on like a.
All right, now you're lying.
A 1-inch by 2-inch.
You're lying. She did it. I didn't do it.
How many sticky note business cards did you leave?
None. Oh, no, two. Two. I didn't bring.
Mr. Professional didn't bring any business cards.
So we're getting Jerry Mathers info to get him on the radio show on the back of a receipt.
It's literally like this.
It was on the back of a receipt.
He's like, oh, this guy's a professional like radio host, but he has no business.
But again, it's not. I didn't write it. They wrote it. And then your Minnie Mouse girl, she's the one that she took out a post-it note that I still have it in my pocket. It's about a half an inch by a quarter of an inch. And she wrote a book in there. Like, my name is Mary, my blah, 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 my name is da, 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 and please call the Disney. Blah, 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 blah. I can't even read it. It all blended together. But yeah, it was pretty fun.
But the best part of the whole show was when Steve Lynette had a fake microphone that was an ice cream cone that pops off and like the sponge ball like pops you into the face. And then he walked up to Sebastian Bach and then his handler goes,
she lost her mind.
You're not going to hit him in the face with that, are you? And we're like, not
oh my God. All right. Let's go hit our second to last break, which means we are almost over this. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Stap Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and of course, Eight Extra.
So long, boss. Knock 'em dead. Don't worry about a thing.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I pulled into the regular pump. I was feeling quite
deep. Welcome to Country Player now. The station's kind of diverse now. We got a cowboy.
I believe that was Jimmy Buffett. So now he's a cowboy.
Well, I mean, it sounded a little country. You know, I'll be honest, until you played that playlist of Jimmy Buffett songs, I really only knew My Lost Shaker Salt by Margaritaville. And I knew the other one. In the Navy?
I can't put up with you no more, really.
What was he? Oh, no, it was a 5 o'clock song. So, but I didn't know that he had all those other hits. I didn't know that. I thought...
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Okay.
Silence
good.
Is dead.
Well, what's the who was the other guy that died? That was my friend.
What?
The other rock and roll guy.
Gary Wright.
Like him,
Gary Wright died. Dreamweaver.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know he did. No, death is terrible.
I mean, how much do you think this is like COVID responses, vaccine, or these are just old people that? I'm inspired because of AIDS.
Seeing that Jimmy Buffett died of skin cancer, I don't think COVID had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Or are you one of those that think everything is COVID related? I'm asking you a question. Do you think COVID is related to everything?
Everything.
Yeah, because he died of skin cancer, not COVID.
Did you have it before the infection?
Skin cancer?
It's
why you need to get checked. Everybody needs to get checked. Because,
how do you get skin checked? I'm being dead serious. Don't look at me like that. I'm just being serious. How do you check for skin cancer? Is it blemishes? Is it discoloration of the skin?
Yeah. They use like a magnifying glass. And I mean, they've checked my body over pretty good. Yeah. And then they freeze some off. They've cut it off.
Are they like skin tags? No,
skin tags are not skin cancer.
So this is just coloration of like freckles or pigmentation that changes color.
Yeah. Okay. And it's all that tatted crap that's going to cause it.
Yes, how will I know? I mean, alcoholics, I can get them covered up. Or like a connected dot. And then you can have a tattoo drawn and it's like, and that being the shape of like a.
Do you practice being an idiot or does it just come naturally?
I'm so natural.
You are natural. You are a natural moron. I mean, it keeps me on my toes.
But if you connected all the dots and it came out actually an image that's recognizable, it's pretty, you would say that's like biblical, right?
No.
They did all that and they came out and be like, it's like,
why is that biblical? Huh? Why would that be biblical?
Because mama, you can't explain. I mean, it's not science and it's not.
You were born without lungs. I can't explain that.
I hate that. I'm going to talk about miracle child.
All right, why don't you run down this weekend's NFL schedule? I think if you do that, at least you'll pronounce it right.
Can we talk UFC instead?
Well, but you can't pronounce any of the names.
That's perfect. I'd rather do that than the NFL. Okay. The NFL is like, it's so boring. I thought baseball sucked, but the NFL, you can't touch anyone, you can't hit them.
Baseball's worse. Baseball's worse.
I don't know, man. It's pretty bad. But I'm going to look up the UFC events.
Well, let's go.
So we're fighting...
This Saturday?
This Saturday, your main event is Izzy Adesanya versus Sean Strickland. Who's taking that fight? Who knows?
I think Israel. I would like Sean to win. I would like Sean to be a champion. I'd like that O'Malley's a champion. And again, and I fight with myself.
Do you want to make a wager on that?
No, I don't bet.
Let's make a wager. Because we'll do it in honor of the co-main event. If Izzy wins, you have to do a shoe. Or I'll do a shoe. And if Sean wins, you got to do a shoe.
Never.
Come on.
Never.
Would you ever do a shoe?
No.
Even a clean shoe?
No.
A clean boot?
No.
Never been drunk out of it?
No.
Never been put on a foot?
It's disgusting.
Out of a brand new boot?
Yeah.
Come on. What if we get Randy Jones, the cowboy boot, to do a shoe out of?
No.
Lie.
No. No.
All right. Tuivasa versus Alexander Volkov. Flyweight is Manel Kate versus Felipe Dos Anjos. Did I see Cain Velasquez at Anthony Pettis's promotion this week?
I don't know. Did you?
He was in the ring with Cain Velasquez.
He was in the ring?
Cain Velasquez was in the ring with Anthony Pettis.
Good for him. He's got to get out and do as many things as he can as quickly as possible.
If he's like in a fight,
his time is running out. His time's running out. No way he doesn't go to prison.
Tyson Pedro versus Anton Tark. The Kier France fight. Or something. He should have on the French card last weekend. Other people, nobody knows names.
That's why I said we need to go down the NFL list. You know, I knew you couldn't pronounce many of those names. But the NFL season starts tomorrow with the Kansas City Chiefs against the Detroit Lions. A lot of hype with Detroit. And I think that bubble gets bursted tomorrow night.
Bengals versus Browns Sunday, September 10th, 1 o'clock.
Most games are going to be Sunday.
Yeah. But Bengals Browns, that's a nice interstate battle.
Alex Kappa will be back on the field.
Texans versus Rangers.
The Rangers? The Rangers. Are they going to bring aluminum bats with them, or what are they bringing?
You know what? The Fanboy Expo that we went to in Orlando.
Yeah, I was there.
They have one in Knoxville last year.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris was there. Chuck Norris was the greatest Texas Ranger ever. Hall of Fame.
Why? What did he win? What did he win?
The world. In your respect.
He doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
The baddest dude on ever. Buccaneers versus Vikings.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Who's winning?
Yeah, I'm aware. What's next?
Come on, don't dodge it. Just put your team on your back and say, I'll ride into the fight.
I don't have a team.
Come on.
I don't have a team.
Bucks, Vikings, who wins?
I don't care.
I didn't say it. I mean, in your expertise of being a professional.
Minnesota.
Panthers versus Falcons.
Who cares?
Panthers are your team.
They are not.
Your sister lives there.
What does that have to do with
You're
me?
You're personally connected.
I'm not connected
You're
at all.
Connected.
Not at all.
Cardinals versus Commanders. Hate the name. Why did they do it?
I like the Redskins.
Yeah, me too. Jaguars versus the Colts.
Like the Jaguars.
Pittman's your guy.
First of all, Michael Pittman is not playing on Sunday.
Junior?
Michael Pittman's name is not Michael Pittman Jr.
Or Michael Pittman Jr. playing on Sunday?
I don't know.
49.
Did you see Micah? Steelers? Micah played the other day. Micah is the punt returner now at Utah.
Oh, yeah.
If I would have known, I would have gone to the game. But I don't do a lot of research.
49ers Steelers?
I did know that. I'll take the Niners.
Texas versus Saints. No, Titans. Sorry. Titans versus Saints.
Oh, where's this game at?
I don't know.
Because it would say it on the schedule.
Does it matter which one's on top or bottom?
I don't want to get into your private life.
Yeah, Jim and James are coming out of the break, so I figured you know who's better on top. it says at, so it's a New Orleans.
You know what? Just because I'm going to take New Orleans.
See, Steve, next fight is the Raiders versus the Broncos. It's a heated rivalry. It's always fights. That was one of those games where you couldn't have where they
hold back in the day. Back in the day.
You couldn't go to the stadium.
Back in the day.
Jersey.
And first of all, that's not true. I found that to be a lie.
I was there.
Just like another lie that I heard. I heard a lie was every member of the Village People were gay. I was told that's not true.
Well, Randy's been married to a dude for like 25 years.
Well, Randy definitely is gay.
Okay.
But no, I went when the Bucks played the Raiders. I was disappointed. There was no fights. The Raider fans were awesome. That's not the Raiders.
But it's different Raiders now.
Well, yeah, now it's even... it's
Oakland was...
Well, it's different. But that's when I went. I went when they played the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Denver when the Raiders come to town, and it was brutal. Eagles versus Patriots.
Ah, Eagles.
Rams versus Seahawks.
Gonna go with the Rams.
Dolphins versus Chargers.
Where is this game being played?
San Diego.
Ooh. Ah.
I guess it's Los Angeles. They're not playing San Diego.
No, right? No. I'm gonna go Chargers.
Yeah, because Herbert just signed like a $250 million.
Yeah, but now they don't need to play. Now he's got the signed deal. It's always the your contract year that you're awesome.
Packers versus Bears, great rivalry.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Nitsky, Buckus.
Bears.
Cowboys, Giants, another great rivalry.
Not even all. I'll go. I'm gonna go. Where's this game playing played?
New York.
I'll go the Giants.
Bills versus Jets.
That's a great
game. That's the best game of the week. That's Monday night.
I like that game. And do you go with the New York team or the New Jersey team?
It's that. The Jets.
Wow.
Still not New York.
Right. It's in New Jersey. But the New York team is coming. Buffalo. I want to take the Jets, but I'm going to go Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Jets will be better.
Out of all those teams mentioned, which team does Mike Evans go to?
Well, he'll play for the Bucs this weekend.
According to Vegas, right? He's gone if they don't sign the contract before the game.
Yeah, but supposedly that something's been mailed from one to the other, and they're both happy with it, and he's going to sign.
So he's going to stay here for permanent for life.
It appears that way.
Oh, what?
It appears that way. That's good for Mike. If Mike's happy.
That's why he's the expert. That's why you're Randy Harris.
I want Mike to be happy, but I want what's best for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if that's to trade Mike Evans or to let Mike Evans walk, which would make no sense. If you're willing to let him walk at the end of his contract, then you trade.
You heard it from the expert himself, Mr. Sports Talk Radio Tampa Bay.
And speaking of expert, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then we'll shut this bad thing down. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy.
He went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Amar Bradshaw, New York Giants rookie running back, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back with the live final segment. Then I get rid of Matt for another week.
What else do you do in your week that's as entertaining as this?
You name it. It's more entertaining than this.
No, come on. When do you laugh this much? Like, laughter is keeping you alive. Laughter is like medicine for the soul. And I'm a comedian.
If you...
My job is to keep you alive.
Bye.
I'm not ready to inherit the show. Like, it's too much work. You have to call people back. You have to, like, write things on little post-it notes. Like, you know, you have to send out messages on AOL, America Online, dial up. I think you're still downloading over there live. Slow internet. You know, but it's hard to be a professional radio show host. You have to be there to see stuff, and then you have to wait for stuff to end, and then you have to talk to people about what happened. Like, that's a real career. That's what I'm thankful. I get to just do the best parts of it. I kind of come in, take a couple selfies at, you know, funerals, and I leave. I'm done. I get to go home. But seriously, what you do professionally is like a lot of work. It really is. People don't understand how hard it is to do what you do.
Are you done?
No, because on the radio, you have to pretend like you're the life of the party. Like, you're, that's what, that was so hard in college. Where I was like,
You went to college?
Yeah, I did overnight.
Did you go to any class?
No, truly. I was a mass communication major. And then the city radio station, they own three networks on top of a hill by the zoo. And so it was three different stations. And I won the internship from the college to be in radio broadcast. So I did overnight, like a weather break-in. We had a rock and roll station. We had an oldies station, which is known as the Randy Harris station. And then we had like an easy listening station. And so my job was to make it seem like I was having the best time ever in a control booth, and everybody else that was listening was missing out because they weren't where I was. And I was alone in a studio at 3 a.m. in the dark at a station with no people in it. So it's a hard job, man. So kudos to you for doing it for so long.
Okay, perfect.
You miss those days of like being in a studio booth, like control the Scott, you know, boards and all the
Scott boards?
Yeah, Scott boards. Yeah, that's when they kind of transitioned into like digital.
No.
Got it. No, you don't miss those days. What about the WKRP in Cincinnati?
No.
Is that what got you into this like industry?
No.
Were you before that?
No.
If they were doing a fan expo, I would definitely
No.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah.
Name the people that were in it.
Les. Newman. Was that Newman?
Newman? I thought Newman was in Seinfeld.
Newman, yeah. He was a postman. Les something. Johnny. I don't remember. I remember the show, though. It was awesome.
I know.
The shock jock radio. Like that's what we need to bring back, Randy. Like, can we do some stunts that are like in the name of radio and like entertainment?
No.
Have you ever been arrested doing anything in radio?
No.
You're crossed the line.
No.
Yes.
You crossed the equator line.
I've crossed the equator line.
Let's do something to get us arrested.
What?
I mean, not all the just oh, but not like a Trump arrest. We'll send in our mugshot ahead of time. We'll fill out the paperwork. We'll just kind of cruise through, say hello, slap some hands. Yeah.
No.
Have you ever been to jail?
No.
Let's do something. Like, that's not going to get anybody hurt. Let's just do something for fun.
Okay. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we'll do, and then you go do it.
Like Kobayashi, the hot dog eating champion, he got arrested for just like holding onto a rail, and they called it resisting arrest.
Well, no, he was trespassing.
Well, either one. But we got to do something. We got to do something that's not a crime, like not violent crime. We can't do anything like serious. But just something to just like go through the experience.
Will you be at Torta Pizza next week?
Depends on what we do on Tuesday.
Well, no. No, will you be here next week?
Yeah.
All right, then you'll be arrested for trespassing.
Well, it's my name's on the lease. Can't get you trespass for it's my fault.
It's a lease. You don't own this here. They can kick you out.
I own what I'm at.
No, you don't.
I have a force field around.
No. Politely ask you to
but
never
don't you
come
miss
back.
The days where radio stations actually did stunts?
Like, no.
Ask Lola. And like they know. Like let's create something for the network. Really put us on the map.
No. It doesn't interest me. I can set up a prank for you to go do.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. No, not let's do it. You do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Let's okay. go.
All right, I'll set something up.
All right.
No.
Like buried alive?
No, oh, I'll set that up. That's fine.
Under the water?
No, you want to be buried alive?
Staying in a hurricane and like film it like you're like.
That's not a prank. That's not a prank though. Oh my God.
Well, what's
I feel like I'm talking to my 3-year-old granddaughter. But that's really ripping her.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she is unbelievably so. Unbelievable.
Has she won anything yet? She's definitely not in my Hall of Fame.
I bet you she can climb a rock wall better than you can.
No way.
Oh yeah.
Always high.
I know that. You're from Denver. I get that.
No, but let's do so. Let's amp this amp up. You know, use TikTok. Use like we got Tony. Like let's use technology.
What the hell does TikTok and Tony got to do with this?
Because he's great with technology. We don't have like that personally.
Yeah, we do. Didn't you see we had our show not broadcasting live, but it was live on Facebook
it's
and YouTube.
Downloaded. Nobody's seen it yet. By next week, hopefully, people will see last week's episode.
Hey, it had Mike Perry on it. When Mike Perry said "negate" to Dave Mundell. He said, Dave Mundell's done nothing to warrant joining him in the squared circle. So who could it be? Who could he possibly be fighting?
Conor.
First of all, Conor's not fighting bare knuckle.
Conor McGregor will absolutely fight bare knuckle.
Conor McGregor's not fighting bare knuckle.
Bet a tattoo from Inkaholics. If you lose, you get a tattoo. You win, you get a tattoo. and I'll put you in my Hall of Fame.
First of all, I don't need to be in your Hall of Fame.
Well, you're right. But you're going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame on my list.
I'm not interested. I'm gonna be like Ole Anderson, and I'm going to decline. Because did you hear? That's what Arn said.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah.
No, I saw the video as well. I rewatched it. That he declined it, and then the fans wanted him in. And Arn is like, how do you defend a guy that turned it down?
Yeah, he doesn't want it.
Right.
And then how can you force him to be in it?
So maybe whoever put the four horsemen together should have thought about that Ole Anderson wasn't worthy or wasn't what they were looking for. And if they would have started with Barry Windham, rough day for Barry. Today was the funeral of his nephew. I was sent some photos.
It's awful. It's awful.
It is awful.
36 years young. Same as Mike Williams. Around the same age. So life is precious. You never really know.
And I waste so much of my time with you. I need to reevaluate how I'm living my life. That was just a real shock to me.
Yeah.
36 and I spend so much time with I.
But I'm trying to prolong your life. I'm trying to get you healthy, get you out of the Golden Corral.
I haven't been to go. It's kind of like the thing that I went to yesterday.
I've saved your life.
No,
I've talked so much trash about you being a Golden Corral spokesman.
No. You haven't. Golden Corral has stopped me from going to Golden Corral.
No.
Just like the thing I did with Red Lobster yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, they showed me commercials. I go, I would go to Red Lobster every day if the food looked like that.
I check the top up on the Jeeps anymore.
They said, we thought you liked Red Lobster.
I'm here to protect your life, Randy. I'm your personal bodyguard. Like Lionel Messi has a personal bodyguard. I'm here to protect you from like the crazy fans.
Is that what you do?
When they mob you. Have you been mobbed yet since we've been together? Not once has anybody ever ran up and tackled you or hugged your leg, wouldn't let go. See, I keep you safe. I'm in contract negotiation like Mike Evans. I want to stay on Knockout Radio for the rest of my career. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go somewhere else, but I'm a free agent.
I'll open the door for you.
And my attorney's right here, DJ Tony.
Perfect.
Do all the contractual work.
Perfect.
Give me a better term.
Okay.
Don't feel appreciated for my talent.
Well, that's true.
There's no stunts on the radio for me to do.
Stunts isn't, that's not what this is. We're not about that. We're about good quality content.
You don't even believe that.
All right. Well, the best part of the show is it's over.
Shock.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank everybody for tuning in. Mike Perry, love you, dude. Can't wait to see what you're going to do, whether you fight Logan Paul and or what's happening in Dallas. When we find out, you'll find out as well. Until next week, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.